We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Mike Heine joins us this morning on the telephone, getting ready for the big draft party on Saturday night. Rather, Thursday night. What am I thinking about? But let's respond first to Atlanta United. Morning to you, Mike.
Hey, John. How are you?
Hey, good. So, Mike, tell me a little bit about what in the world is going on in the first 5 or 6 minutes of the game where Atlanta United is having breakdowns on its back line. It's not the first time this has happened.
No, it's not. And this has created the problem for Atlanta United where when they give up that early goal, it allows their opponent to kind of go into a low block, put 10 guys behind the ball, and it's been impossible for Atlanta United to play through that and get an equalizer. So they just can't afford to give up these early goals. And I think, like what you saw in Columbus, it's an individual mistake. You know, Atlanta United, this is one of the problems now when you send so many people forward. And that's been the philosophy for Atlanta United the last couple of weeks. They're trying to attack. They're trying to get guys forward. But you can get caught out in transition. You can get caught on the counter very, very easily. And then you can ill afford to have a one-on-one mistake. You had a mistake by a midfielder in Columbus. You had a mistake by a defender in the 6th minute against Dallas. That's what produced the goal, and that allowed FC Dallas to start playing negatively, start that time-wasting machine that a lot of teams like to employ when they're at Mercedes-Benz Stadium and they get a lead. And Atlanta United's got to be better. They've got to find ways to convert these chances, but you reduce the odds of being able to convert when you allow teams to go into a low block against you. And that's what you do when you give up an early goal.
Boy, I tell you what, it is just so frustrating to have Barco, you know, hit the post, hit the crossbar, all the woodwork, and so close to connecting on, I don't know, what, 6-7 goals it seemed against FC Dallas, and you couldn't get it in either. Either it was a great save, a just miss, or something. Man, what do you do, Mike? I mean, you're right there. It just is not going in the net.
Yeah, and that's why I think you don't panic if you're asking what do you do, because you see these numbers now proving that every match you're getting better as far as creating chances, getting shots, putting shots on frame. I could go into a long explanation about what the expected goal statistic means, but essentially it measures the quality of a chance coming from a specific part of the field, if it's off your foot, off your head, whatever. Atlanta United's expected goal number has gone up every week. It was a season high on Saturday, 2.6 against FC Dallas. They only got one. Now, that's a big problem when you're way, way below your expected goal metric. But just for perspective, last year, the 2018 team averaged 1.9 expected goals per game. So you're over that average from last year over the last couple of weeks. That's why that's encouraging. And that's why I wouldn't panic yet, because these kinds of misses are not going to happen every week. Joseph had a sitter at the end of regulation on Saturday. I mean, Joseph never, ever does that. Barco off the woodwork twice. That's frustrating. You know, Gonzalez, their keeper, made a couple really nice diving saves. You have to give credit to him. So that's frustrating, because you're doing a good job creating the chances. You aren't converting them. But that's why I think you need to stay true to what you've been doing the last couple weeks, because I don't think anyone can argue. If you compare this team now compared to the way they played against Cincinnati in their home opener the first or second weekend of March, it is clearly better. You're close. You're not there yet. It's not good enough yet, and that's what's frustrating. But that's why I wouldn't really abandon your philosophy at this point.
Mike Heine joining us this morning. And Mike, we'll talk more about United in a moment, but Hugh's been chomping at the bit to ask you a question about the NFL draft, because we've been throwing a little bit of a curveball here, because I know you're going to be hosting our draft coverage by our last guest, who said something that Hugh and I spent the better part of the break talking about.
You know, Mike Conte, he basically dropped the bomb on us and said that this is the year that, for whatever reason, there's a plethora of really good offensive linemen. So do you think there's a chance that the Atlanta Falcons might draft an offensive lineman after we talked about all these defensive linemen and corners for all this time?
I think, Hugh, and you know, I say this without having had a one-on-one discussion with Thomas Dimitroff and Dan Quinn, so I can't get into their head. I think on their board, they have probably identified, what would you say, maybe five or six defensive linemen, either tackles or ends, probably another four or five corners. There they are sitting at 14. I think they'll take a look at their board when they get to 14, and if their guys are all off the board at defensive line and corner, I think they trade down. And then by trading down, that maybe makes it a little more comfortable for them to select an offensive lineman late in the first round, or if you get a couple second-round picks, you can use one there. You know, I don't think the Falcons have this philosophical thing going on in the organization that they're just completely opposed to drafting an offensive lineman in the first round. I think that's been thrown out there. I don't think that's an organizational philosophy. I think they want to get the best players available for their system. But I heard that, too, on my way in, and I think it's very interesting. I think it's an intriguing possibility because there are still, I think, question marks. You know, you've tried to address your needs on the offensive line and free agency, but have you necessarily done that with proven talent? Not sure. So I think it all comes down to who's still on the board at 14, and if they don't have a defensive tackle there that they like, they don't have a corner there that they like, then I think they would be just fine moving back and then reevaluating that need for an offensive lineman.
Of course, Mike Conley is the voice of Atlanta United, but he's also hosting our draft coverage on Thursday night beginning at 7 o'clock with Wes Durham and Dave Archer and Randy McMichael. You think there's any chance, because I think CBS said yesterday that they see Atlanta United in their latest mock draft making a big bold move up to number 5, up to number 5, Mike, to draft Ed Oliver?
I think you're giving up way too much to do that, in my opinion. I think you've got to look at this now from the standpoint of where you are salary-wise the next couple years. I think, you know, your quantity of players on a rookie deal is more important than mortgaging future drafts to move up and get a guy like Ed Oliver. Just my opinion. And I know that's not a fun thing to think about, but, you know, you're going to have to pay Julio Jones. If you want to keep Grady Jarrett, you're going to have to pay him. You can't keep franchising him. You know, there is value to drafting smart late first round, through the second round, into the third round, finding guys there, kind of that Seattle Seahawks model where you find quality early in the draft and you have as many rookie contracts as possible to kind of weather this storm through the Matt Ryan, the term of the Matt Ryan deal, the term of the Julio Jones deal, Grady Jarrett, whatever. You know, if you're moving up to 5 from 14, what's that going to take? Probably your first this year, maybe a first next year, and maybe another, like, early to mid-round pick. I don't think it's worth it. Just my opinion.
You know, Mike, I got to say, man, since we've been working together, you are the most practical person at the station that's also a fan of all of our teams. So, seriously, you are, because you never think with your heart, you think with your head. So, with that being said, Mike Conti, who do you think? I don't need a name, but what do you think the position is first that the Falcons take off the board at 14?
Defensive tackle, if there's one there. And again, I understand, and Thomas Dimitroff and Dan Quinn both said last Thursday when they met with the media, we feel like, we meaning them, we feel like we have addressed our needs in free agency, and that will give us flexibility in this draft. But just knowing Dan Quinn and Thomas Dimitroff, and especially DQ, and the position that he values, it's defensive tackle. I think if there's one there that fits on their draft board, they're going in that direction. Like I said, I think they're going defensive tackle or corner, and if all of their favorite defensive tackles and corners are off the board at 14, then they're moving back and maybe taking the best player available late in the first round.
Mike Conley joining us. Mike, I want to move back to Atlanta United. You know, we could talk about how close they are and how many chances that they're generating, or their possession time, or this or that, but they got to get a win at home.
Yeah.
Saturday night, you got the Colorado Rapids coming in. You've got to win at Mercedes-Benz Stadium, Mike. Play it simple.
Yeah, and Colorado's the worst team in the league, so absolutely. The thing that I'm scared about, John, and this is something that Jason brought up at the end of the broadcast on Saturday night, is Colorado knowing that they don't have the same type of quality, the same type of roster depth as Atlanta United, is probably going to come into Mercedes-Benz Stadium and play a 5-4-1, and that's not going to be pretty soccer. That's going to be nine men behind the ball. Atlanta United is going to have to play through that, and that's why I think it's vital that you can get Franco Escobar and George Bello back into the 11. And that might be a difficult ask because Bello still hasn't even been in the 18 yet. But if you get those two in, then you aren't quite as compact going forward. You're a little wider, and maybe that opens up some space in the final third. But Colorado is going to come in all likelihood, and play very defensive-minded, very negatively. And that is going to be a challenge for Atlanta United to break that down because, as we've seen against Cincinnati, as we've seen against Dallas, certainly Atlanta United has not really been able to play through that yet. If that's the philosophy of Colorado, I worry. I think Atlanta United can get a result and probably can get a win, but it might not look pretty. And I think not only do they need a win right now at home, John, they need one of those pretty exciting, fast-paced wins that we saw last year at home, because I think that will get everyone, not within the club, but certainly the fans, the supporters, in a much, much better place mentally.
Mike Conti, real quick. Did you watch Game of Thrones last night? And if you did, what did you think of that episode?
I did not watch it, but I saw your tweet about someone maybe not having her clothes on, and maybe I'm going to have to go back and watch that now.
Yeah, but hey, Mike, if you've been watching the show, man, it's kind of creepy.
Yeah.
It's a little creepy.
Well, I haven't seen a single episode yet, so maybe I can come in on this one.
Yeah, you probably could. You probably could. And with that being said, John Freaky, I want to talk a little bit about Game of Thrones.
All right, we'll do that. Mike Conti will be talking NFL Draft 7 o'clock Thursday night live from Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Thanks, Mike.
See you guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.